It was a lovely spot, but quite isolated in the winter time, you know, because you had to drive with 300 or 400 yards to get to the road, you know, and that was, if you're blocked in there, you had to get somebody. Well, Jimmy Irvin had taken over from Ian, the innkeeper. Jimmy used to open the roads for us, but then it could be drifted in a few minutes later, you know.
How did he clear the road? What did he use?
He had a digger and tractor and ploughs on there. And the tractor. They've got equipment now, you know, much more than they had in the old days.
Oh, yes.
And we used to get a lot of snow, and, you know, we had a very, very bad storm in 1978, and we actually had 5 feet of level fall. You know, that's about the height of the sofa, of level fall of snow.
Level fall, yes.
And, most of the houses were isolated, and Ian had a snow track at the time, which was a sort of tracked vehicle you could go for the stocking, you know, in the winter time, and you could go over any amount of snow with us because the pressure, you know, was so well distributed. There was a bus load of people they were trapped in the bus at Slough and couldn't move, you know. And the police asked if he would go and help out. So he and Alec set off, and they were away for a week. They managed to get the people out of the bus and took them along to the Slough cottages, you know, and there were about 60 people, I think, there. There's one woman who was a diabetic. I think they were a bit concerned about her, but she was perfectly all right. And in the end, they got airlifted out, you know, by helicopter. And then they made their way back. We were quite lucky in a way at Glenmarsham, because we we still had the telephone, so we could keep in contact, you know. But apart from that, you were just totally cut off, you know. And helicopters were coming round to see if everybody was all right. And they eventually came back, and they were just coming over the tops of they couldn't come up by the road, so they drove through the fields and driving over the tops of the fences, you know, to get back. And then, of course, a lot of the farmers couldn't get out to feed their animals then, so he was helping out there too.
So useful,
a useful vehicle, yes. It was good to have it at the time. And then eventually the thaw came, and he tried to get across the barn to get some feed out to the deer, and the ice broke, and the snow trap was sitting there in the middle of this barn, and of course it was getting higher and higher all the time, so we got in touch with the factor, and we made it. Anyway, they got a helicopter sent out from Lossiemouth, and actually managed to lift the vehicle out and onto the bank again, to drain it and get it back up again. It worked perfectly well after that.
The deer didn't get fed?
The deer did get fed eventually.
They did in the end.
They did get fed eventually.
Yes.
But there was so much snow. I've got photographs of cars sitting at the gate, and there was an aerial, you know, coming up from the top, and all you could see was the aerial of the car. That's it.
It was quite a storm that year.
It was quite a storm.
Yes.
I've never seen so much snow. It was just unbelievable. Probably a bit like they're having in America at the moment.
Yes. Yes, whenever I see that, I think we had that in 1978.
Yes. Where were you then?
Ardross.
But I think most people remember it, you know. Their memories. But we survived. We had plenty of food. I remember my son, Sandy was there at the time, and he dug a path from the front door to the gate, which was about 20 yards or something like that. But in a sort of wacky sense of humour, he hadn't ridden it straight down the garden path. He'd sort of done it a sort of wiggly sort of path. So to get out, you had to sort of do this bendy walk to the gate.
Yes.
And there was no... We had a black Labrador at the time, and And poor old Bain had to get out, you know, and get a bit of exercise. So I had him out in the garden. It was just on the path, and a helicopter came over and sort of hovered above us, you know, for a bit. And poor Bain, of course, got absolutely terrified. So I had to get him back into the house quickly, you know, sort of pushing him up this very twisty path back into the house again. And the pilot must have thought, well, she's all right, she's got plenty of energy.